Eye Dictation for Patient Nathaniel Flemister, NathanielFlemister. Date of birth is 3/13/1972. Date of accident 12/27/2023. Date of service is 9/22/2025. Mr. Nathaniel Flemister is here for a follow-up evaluation. He reports that he was recently admitted to the Hereford Hospital for a severe pain in the lower back, for which he went to the emergency room. CT scan was done, was found positive for various damages. The reports are not available at this time. They've been requested. Patient was there on 8/29/2024 in a 23-hour admission, and then he was discharged without any procedure or any injections. He was referred back to us. In addition, patient has been seen at Northland Radiology in the month of August for his shoulder and hip area issues, for which MRIs were also ordered. The MRIs for the hip were found to be just involved with the arthritis. No other major damage was required. In the EMG that was done, it reported C5-6 nerve involvement in the cervical spine and a right median nerve entrapment. The pain level patient is suffering from in the neck is 8, right shoulder pain is 8, and lower back pain is 9. The patient suffered from a frozen shoulder where he couldn't move at all, and now he can do 100 degrees of abduction without pain. However, beyond this, there is more pain. Overall, the pain level is 8. ADLs are 8. The patient reports 20% relief in the pain. Please review the record for the ADLs for system review, additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance plan. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 114/66, pulse at 58, pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the exam will still remain the same from previous visit of 8/21/2025, dictation number 08421-061. The finding in the right shoulder is that patient has a range of motion of 100 degrees on active motion without pain in forward flexion and abduction, beyond which he starts experiencing pain. Other than that, there is some motor weakness of the right arm. Right carpal tunnel syndrome is positive, with positive Tinel sign, Phelan sign on the right wrist. EMG was found positive as well. In the lower back, examination is the same. Neck examination is the same as the previous visits. 8/21/2025, dictation number 0821-061. MRI from the M1 imaging and Northland Radiology are considered together. Yeah. The patient is otherwise stable. He has been advised about a right medial nerve block for curing for the carpal tunnel, and second injection may be given. All his injections are complicated in the lumbar and cervical, and they have been abandoned, and he is being referred to a orthopedic surgery department for his right shoulder in evaluation, as well as for spine surgeon to evaluate for the spine, see if he qualify for a spinal cord stimulation device or other mechanism. He already has a surgery to the cervical spine C4-5, C5-6, and also he has extensive surgery to the lumbar region L3-4-4-5-5-6. I'm not sure what else can be done for him, but a referral has been provided. Thank you. Medications are provided. As follows, patient is provided with meloxicam, 7.5 milligram 2 times a day. Protonix, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine number 4, one pill a day for pain relief. Elavil, 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder and sleep. Xanax is provided, 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety, panic, and lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Physical therapy has been ordered for only one time a week, as the patient has had maximum rehab potential relief and all the healing that could have done has happened. And regarding the work, patient is disabled for work, housework, replacement, transportation. The Patient also underwent a procedure for right median nerve branch block as follows. Name of the patient, Nathaniel Flemister. Date of procedure is 9/22/2025. Date of birth, 3/13/72. Date of accident, 12/27/2023. Patient underwent a procedure called injection of the right median nerve block at the right wrist. The medical indications are based on the physical finding, which is positive Tinel's and Phelan's sign. Motor power is weak. A positive EMG test showing a right median nerve block nerve involvement. And also, motor weakness of the right arm. Patient is being referred to orthopedic surgeon and spine surgery at Henry Ford Hospital. The procedure was done as follows. If there is a template, please use that. This procedure was done for therapeutic reasons. Aseptically, area was cleaned with betadine and alcohol. Area of pulmonary longus was identified. And lateral to the pulmonary longus, the injection was conducted into the wrist with 3 cc syringe containing Marcan 0.5% and dexamethasone. And complete needle was withdrawn. Number 25 needle was used, 1 inch long. Bandage was applied. No excessive bleeding was noticed. Patient walked away in a stable vital signs. Thank you.